all praises to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due.
Like the same copy all of us.
The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten, he has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, our class is the marriage class number 4, actually a private prescription, and the title of the class, My Husband is My Paradise. Actually, a woman came to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about some matter. And when he had dealt with it, he asked her, "Do you have a husband?" She said, "Yes." He asked her, "How are you with him?" She said, "I had never fall short of my duties except that which is beyond me." He said, "Pay attention to how you treat him, for he is your paradise or your hell." The Muslim woman always remembers that her good treatment to her husband and the fulfillment of his rights is one of the things that leads her to the paradise. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If a woman prays her 5 prayers, fasts her month of Ramadan, obeys her husband and guard his chastity, then it will be said to her, enter paradise by whichever of its gates you wish." Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Any woman who dies and her husband is pleased with her, she will enter paradise." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a clear and delightful picture of the well-behaved, easy-going, loving, righteous Muslim wife, one who will be happy in this world and the next. He said, "Shall I tell you about your wives in the paradise?" We said, "Of course, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "They are fertile and loving. If she becomes angry when mistreated, or her husband becomes angry, she says, 'My hand is in your hand. I shall never sleep until you are pleased with me.'" You see, she will be the one to tell him, "I can't sleep except when you are pleased with me." This is the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to every wife. Your reward for obeying your husband is the paradise. This fact is encouraging every wife to learn in details about her duties towards her husband, as on the day of judgment she will be questioned first about her prayers and then about her husband. This clarifies the high priority of the trust of the husbands, that is to say, the rights of the husbands. Over the last weeks, we learned many rules to help us wives to fulfill the trust, the rights of the husbands in the best way. We learned that marriage is an act of worship, that is to say, obeying the commands of Allah in relation to marriage is an act of worshipping Allah, the one who will reward you for your obedience to your husband. The righteous wives are the ones who are devoutly obedient to their husband, as this obedience is an act of worship to Allah. They choose, they like, and they try their best to treat their husband with all the affection, mercy, love, support, compassion, and patience. We also learned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching that the best woman is the one who pleases her husband when he looks at her, the one who obeys him when he tells her to do anything, and the one who doesn't do something he dislikes regarding to herself or to his wills. As we mentioned last week regarding the obedience of the husband, is that it means to respect their conjugal relations and his wishes with regard to the permissible pleasures of the life, for example, food and drink. Also, not not to fast at times other than Ramadan except with his permission, not to spend from his money or to allow anyone in his house except with his permission. Today, inshallah, we will continue to know about the rights of the husbands over their wives and the characteristics of the righteous wives regarding their husbands. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, have to know that treating the wife of your husband is one of your duties as a wife. Okay, to treat the family of your husband with kindness and respect. The Muslim wife is the one who knows that Allah commanded her husband to take care of his parents in their old age. It is a trust which she will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, when her husband asks her to consider his parents as her own parents and to show them the true love and respect which she shows to her own parents, she must obey him, as Allah will reward her for the obedience of her husband and also for her good intention towards her in-laws. A Muslim wife may find herself being tested by her mother-in-law or others in-law if they are not of the good character. If such is the case, she is obligated to treat them in the best way possible, which requires a good deal of diplomacy so that she can keep happiness in her life. Actually, in order to clarify this command from Allah to the wife regarding the family of the husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to treat our parents in the best way and with full kindness, especially in their old age. I must, as a wife, I must consider the family of my husband as my own real family in order to have a peaceful environment in my home, in my relation with my husband. In Islam, the husband is responsible for his parents in their old age. This is the responsibility in Islam. If they need any money, he is supposed to support them financially. If they are in need, it is the duty of their son to support them. Okay, and it is also his duty, okay, to take care of them if they need, you know, to go to the doctor or if they need, you know, to buy whatever they are in need of. It is his responsibility. You know, it is not an advantage he is doing to them. In Islam, this is the duty of the son towards his parents in their old age. So, if I realize this reality as a wife, I must consider his family as my own family, so that when he will be in need to take care of them and to support them, I am not supposed to be upset or I am not supposed to be jealous from his family. You know, this fact, you know, of the relation of the husband with his family, if it is not clear for the wife, it always causes a lot of problems. Okay, so in order to escape, you know, that in order to escape to have problems from your in-laws from day one, okay, actually tell to yourself, they are my own family. Okay, I love his mother as I love my mother, because his mother is the one whom she takes care of him when he was a baby until he is a grown up a respectable man. Okay, and because of all her effort to raise my husband, I love her equal to my mother, whom she did all the effort to raise me as a respectable woman. This is the wife whom, the Muslim wife, whom she obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom she lived the worldly life as a test. Worldly life is a test. Okay, and I want to pass the test. If I pass the test and I answer the questions correctly, I will have a peaceful, successful worldly life, and the paradise, inshallah, is my destination. In my test in the worldly life, there are some difficult questions. Sometimes one of these difficult questions is my in-laws. Okay, as a believer, whom my goal is to pass the test of the worldly life successfully, I am supposed to have the strategy for every difficult question in my life. If my in-laws are the difficult question in my life, marriage life, this is very simple. Yes. As a true believer, I need to pass the test successfully. This is my goal. I am a strong believer. There is nothing to prevent me, inshallah, from being successful in my worldly life test. My in-laws, if they are not of good character, okay, actually, it was my problem from the start to marry a husband whom I am not sure of the rest of the characters of the rest of his family. Because marriage, as we clarified before, is not to marry a man. It is to marry a man with his family. Okay, so I am supposed, before marriage, to be aware of the characters of his parents especially. Because his parents in their old age will be his and my responsibility. He can bring them to live with me in my house. He can tell me, take care of my mother and be, you know, a nurse to my mother so long my mother is sick. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I have to know this reality and I have to tell to myself that inshallah I will succeed. You know, that question related to my in-laws, okay, how first, before marriage, I have to be sure that I can be in a good mood with my in-laws, okay, this is extremely important, especially in the Muslim culture, okay. Number two, after marriage, you know, I have to be prepared to have good relation with them. I must understand their characters, okay, and then I have a plan for every one of them. So that I will get rid of any problem related to them. It is more than enough for the wife to take care of her husband and to try to keep a good relation with him. Okay, this is the most important priority. Okay, so I cannot have problems with my husband, problem with his father, problem with his mother. This is not a life. This is the real hell. Okay, so yes. You know, all the time problems. You try to be good with your husband, his mother start to complain. You start to, you know, to try to relax his mother, his father become upset. When you become in a good mood with the father, your husband start to complain again. So, you know, this is how, you know, the life is going on with many people when they don't have a strategy for the marriage. Okay, so basically my in-laws are my parents. Okay, I love them as I love my parents. If they are not of good character, I have to tell to myself, it was my mistake from the start. Now it is too late to change the situation. I have to handle them. Okay, I will understand their personalities. To tell you the truth, old people, you know, are not very difficult to handle if you try to understand their priorities. They are always in need of appreciation and kind words and some gifts. That's it. Okay, all the time. You appreciate them, you show them great respect. Okay, you show them that they have a very big role in your life. Okay. Just to show them, to give them this kind of feeling. You are very important. You are the most important. We respect you. We take your point of view in all our decisions. Okay, just to calm them down, to give them the feeling that you are still have a role in the life of your son. Okay, and always to try to give them gifts. Okay, and to give them nice words, kind words, and to check about them frequently. The wife, not the husband. The husband let him check as he like, but you, the wife, try to keep always good relation with them and to keep on checking with them always, and always to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to make their hearts good with you and to make the relation with them a good relation. Inshallah, everything will be alright. Now inshallah we will continue to learn about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the characters of the good woman, and we clarify that the first character is that she will obey her husband when he will ask her for anything to do. Number two is that the good woman is is the one who pleases her husband when he looks at her. And actually, in order to give the meaning, to clarify in detail what is the meaning of pleasing your husband when he looks at you, this means that, you know, actually, sisters, you please your husband when he looks at you for external and internal beauty. First, I will clarify about the external beauty, okay, because, you know, most of the sisters, they concentrate on the external beauty, which is the physical beauty. Actually, the righteous woman, she has to realize that her husband is always pleased with her when she takes care of her body and her fitness, okay. Actually, this is very important. Actually, this is very important for you as a woman. This is the right of yourself, okay, that after, for example, you become pregnant and you add some, you know, kilograms to your body, okay, you have to get rid of them, okay, and you have again to have your body shape in the best shape which your husband, you know, married you for that shape, okay. We are not supposed, you know, to marry at the age of 25 and then by the age of 29 or 30, okay, we are totally different, we have totally different shape, you know, this is not good. Okay, this is actually not good for yourself, okay, because you are still young. Yes, you have to take care. So you have to take care of your body and you have to take care of your fitness. Okay, this is number one. Number two, you have to be the one always to use the types of the perfumes, the colors and clothes that your husband like. Okay, actually you have to be the one to try your best, you know, to give to your husband the feeling that my husband, I care for your taste regarding my clothes, regarding my perfume, regarding my hairstyle. You know, I love you to see me in the best shape which you always like me to be in. You know, actually, this kind of feeling will make your husband always feel that you care for him. Okay? And actually, unfortunately, most of us, you know, we always take care of our clothes and of our, you know, beauty, okay, for our friends and our beard. When we are going outside the home, you know, we will put the best clothes and we will adjust our shape in the best shape. As soon as we return home, you know, we have the home clothes, you know, whether they are, you know, ironed in a good shape, not in a good shape, my hair, I will just tie it, you know, and no makeup, okay, then I will start to scream at home. Okay, yes, this is the physical beauty. Okay, this is totally wrong. He's right. Is that this is his right. Again, it is not an advantage. Okay? Some women or some wives, they are under the impression that if I take care of myself at home and I put makeup and I put nice clothes, this is an advantage from me to my husband. No, this is wrong concept. This is his right. His right is always that you must have physical beauty at home or when he looks at you. This is number one, this is the physical beauty, the external beauty. Actually, I care more for the emotional beauty. Okay, what is the meaning of the emotional beauty or the internal beauty? It means that when your husband will look to you, he will be pleased through three things. Through your look, through your kind words, and through your smile. Okay, this is what will please your husband more, or in addition, or in priority than your physical beauty. When your husband will look to you, he must have a look from you which is full of love, appreciation, mercy and affection. A look which will send the message of warmth to the heart of your husband and will please him. You know, sisters, nowadays many wives are complaining that my husband is not happy with me. My husband is always giving me the impression that he wants to marry another one and this and that. And when you ask her, sister, did you fulfill the needs of your husband regarding that he is pleased when he is looking to you, she will answer, I always have the best clothes and I always have the best perfume. Sister, this is not the way to please your husband when he will look to you. The most important is the feeling to give him the feeling which his eyes is looking for. His eyes is looking for a look which is full of love, appreciation. When he come back from work, you open the door of the house and you give him a look of how I was missing you, how I appreciate that you return home safely. Yes, this is what will please him. His heart, you know, will feel your words. He will feel, oh Allah, I am very thankful to you that when I come home, I find this, you know, look which I was in great need of when I was at work. I feel very lonely at work. But as soon as I come home and my beautiful wife opens the door of the house, she sends for me the message of the love and she sends for me the message of warmth which I was looking for through her look as soon as she opens the door for me. Or as soon as I look to her at any moment. You know, sisters, again and again, it is the affection and mercy. It is the appreciation of the marriage. It is the appreciation of the husband as a way to paradise. When I look to my husband, I tell to myself, my husband, inshallah, you must be my way to paradise. You are a goal in my life. My life with you is not just enjoyment and, you know, happiness. My life with you has a goal. You, inshallah, must be my way to paradise. I need to love you from the depths of my heart so that when I will love you, I will be the devoutly obedient wife. I will be the one to choose to do all the rites with all the pleasure because I believe that I am doing all of this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, and then for the sake of myself to have a happy life in the worldly life and my husband, inshallah, whenever I look to my face, your face, I feel that you are my way to the paradise. I love you and I am trying my best to make your life a very happy life because it is for the sake of Allah and then for my own sake. When I look to you in reality with all the truth and with all the true feeling, I miss you. Yes, whom I will miss if I don't miss my husband? Yes, sister, this is the normal, balanced, righteous wife. Whom I am supposed to miss in this life? After marriage, I am supposed to miss my husband. I need to miss my husband because I am living with my husband because my husband is my paradise or my hellfire. So I need to love him. I have to have this conversation with my own self. Myself, in reality, we are in need of him. Myself, if I treat him in a good way, he will satisfy all my feelings. He will give me the love and the affection and the mercy, the support, the peace, the tranquility, which I cannot live without. I have to be the one to be devoutly obedient. I love my husband. I miss my husband. Keep on repeating these words, you know, while you are sitting alone. And you will realize that this is the reality, okay? But unfortunately, because of what is going on now in life, you know, this is the wife, right? This is, you know, the women, what they are doing, you know, my right, women right. What is women right? You cannot get your rights except through the man. And the man will not give you your rights except when he loves you. When your husband will love you, he will give you more than you expect. But if you think that you can pressurize him, okay, you will never get anything and you will be living a hell in the worldly life and you are in reality in your way to the real hell. Okay, so sisters, yes, let us be realistic. Okay, this is the reality of the worldly life. I must love my husband. Why not to love him? Why not to live the feeling of love? Okay, I need the love. I need to express my love to my husband. Why I married him if I don't love him? Why? I have to ask myself, why I have kids one after one? You always meet sisters whom they have 6, 5 kids. Then she will come and tell you, I never have any good day with my husband. So why you have 5 kids? Why you didn't have only 1 kid? Okay, and that's it. Kids, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and complaining from day 1 until last day of her marriage. I was pressurized to live with him. So why you have kids? Okay, you love him and you are in need of him and you live very good life with him. But this is the nature of the women whom I will clarify about it now, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning every wife about that fact. So number one, I will give him the feel, the look of the love and mercy and affection in reality with from the depth of my heart. Number two, kind words are the strongest ways that can attract the husband to his wife and make him always to feel that my wife words are the beloved words to me. Sister, again, it is the lovely, nice, friendly, gentle words which your husband, you and your husband, okay, need to have together, okay? For example, when you tell your husband, I miss you too much, I prepared for you all the food you like, may Allah reward you for all your effort to support the family, you are the most important person in my life. These are the words which will please your husband and make him to love your companionship and always to try to keep good, strong relation with you. And at the same time, sister, this is a very important psychological point. When you express the feeling of love to your husband, your mood will be very high because you will feel that I have a successful relation with my husband, and the proof is that I am giving him, I am expressing to him a lot of love. Okay, so be aware of that reality. When you express the love, okay, you will be the one to have the good feeling. Your husband will have it, but also you will feel, you know, very good feeling inside your spirit when you express the love to your husband. So go ahead and express it. Have it your habit. This is my habit. This is my rule. This is my Islamic manners. This is my way to paradise. This is my defense against the trials of the worldly life. I need a husband whom I love. I need a house full of love. I will defend it to the last day of my life. I will try all my best. I will say the nice words. I will give the lovely look. And I will put the smile, the real smile, on my mouth all the time, because my husband is the highest priority in this worldly life. When I will smile, I will smile to my husband. When I will love, I will love my husband. When I will appreciate, I will appreciate my husband. Yes, the one who is earning the living for me, the one who is providing me. What is the problem, sister? Why we don't say the truth? This is the truth, okay? Who is paying the bills? Your friends, your parents, or your husband? Your husband is the one paying all the bills. Okay, he is the one spending for the sake of the family. He is the one, when you have any problem, you run and you give him the problem. That my son, today he failed in the exam. What do you think? Try to find a solution. Okay, our daughter is not feeling well. We need to go to the doctor. We need this amount of money and we need you to come with me to the doctor. And you have to talk to the doctor. You go and buy the medicine. I am sick tonight. You have to sit beside the daughter at night. Then tomorrow morning, prepare the breakfast for me and for her. I'm not feeling well, and this, and that, and this, and that. Then I don't love him. I must love him. If I am a good human being, I must appreciate that he is trying his best. But at the end, we are totally different human beings. We must have conflict. We must have different point of view. But this is different from the feeling of love, the feeling of appreciation, the feeling of that I need him. Who is the wife whom she is not in need of her husband? If she is not in need of her husband, she is not a normal woman. Actually, again, sis, I want to clarify one point. I am not taking the side of the husband. I am with the wife because I am a wife. But what I learn in my life is that some people, they always advise the husbands to be nice to their wives. Mostly, the husbands don't like to respond. They feel that he is the man and he is the master of the family, and the wife is the one whom she has to change her attitude. This is Islam. Okay, so to talk to the husband all the time, to give him advices, is not always working. What is working is that to try to clarify to the wife the reality of this life. Marriage is the most important company in your life. Marriage is the most important, you know, event in your life. If you are happy as a wife in your marriage, you will have very good health. Psychologically, very good health physically. You will have long life because you are a happy person, active person, productive person. Why? Because marriage is very important psychologically, successful marriage for the wife. Okay? So I need to have a successful marriage. Also, I need it for the day of judgment because my husband will be either my way to the paradise or to the hellfire. So the goal of having a successful marriage life is number one, the goal of the wife. So as a wife, whom I am a true believer and I have a mind, I must have an agreement with my soul, let us try to live our life as a successful company. My soul, let us have the basic rules which Allah commanded us. Devoutly obedient, marriage is an act of worship. In reality, I need him. Every human being has good characters and some difficult characters. Let us concentrate on the good characters because marriage is the biggest question in the test of life. I must pass that test successfully because I am a true believer. I want to live a happy life. The happy life is my way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best shape. Again and again, I want every wife to question herself. When she is not in a good relation or good mood with her husband, what about her prayers? Can she concentrate in the prayers? Impossible. Impossible. Why? Because you are overwhelmed with the problems. What can I do with him now? What he will do with me? How I can revenge? How will happen? His parents will interfere. The problem will be very big. Where I will live if I leave him? He may take the apartment. I have to go out. I may return home. Then, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you will never be able to be sincere in your prayers. Okay, you will lose the prayer which is the most important deed in your life. Then you will not be able to take care of your kids. Then your health condition will deteriorate. Because you will be a very nervous, frustrated person all the time. You will start to have high blood pressure and worry. And I want to go to psychologist. I am not stable. You will gain weight or you will lose a lot of weight. It is a complex, you know, issue. Yes, all of these issues started with the main reality. The most important fact, I am not happy with my husband. Okay, this is a wrong statement. The true believer, Muslim wife, inshallah, with the help of Allah, can find all the ways to be happy with her husband. This is my goal. I work with myself. I train myself. I teach myself. Okay, to have all the ways, you know, to have a happy, correct, good relation with my husband. What is the way? The way is the love and affection and mercy. This is the only way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran. There is affection and mercy. My only ways with my husband is the affection and mercy because I am a true believer, because I am devoutly obedient, because my marriage is an act of worship. When you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your way to handle marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you through means which you never know. Okay, but the most important is that to have the whole issue clear inside your spirit. I am in need of the marriage. I am in need of a successful marriage. I choose my husband. This means that there was love and affection. I have to keep them. I have to show them to my husband. And inshallah, when I express my love to my husband, gradually everything will be alright. Again, it is the smile also which you will send a message of support and love to your husband. This smile is very helpful to your husband to become happy when he looks at you. It is the true love and appreciation which pleases the heart of the husband when he looks to his beautiful wife. Regarding the importance now, I want to clarify to you this very important point. You know, all the basics of our classes is on the Quran and Ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regarding the importance of appreciation in marriage, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O women, give charity, for I have surely seen that you form the majority of the inhabitants of the hell." Okay, they asked, "Why is this so, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "Because you curse too much, and you are ungrateful for good and kind treatment. Even if you treat, if you, this is the husband, treat one of them, these ungrateful women, well for an entire lifetime." The husband is good for the entire lifetime, then that wife saw one fault of you, she would say, "I have never seen anything good from you." According to a report given by Ahmad, a man said, "O Messenger of Allah, regarding those women, they are not our mothers, our sisters and our wives." He said, "Of course. But when they are treated generously, they are ungrateful. And when they are tested, they don't have patience." Okay? So you see, sister, this is the reality of life. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is clarifying a fact. Okay? He saw most of the inhabitants of the hell, they are the women. Okay, and because of that, I must try all the ways to escape being one of them. I must follow the title of the class, "My husband, you are my paradise." Okay, why? Because most of the inhabitants of the hell are women.
Most people live.
So the true Muslim is always careful to give thanks for her Allah's blessing if her life is easy, and she never loses her patience if she encounters difficulty. She never forgets the warning that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam issued to women in general when he saw that most of the inhabitants of the hell will be women. And so the righteous woman, she seeks refuge with Allah from becoming one of the inhabitants of the hell. Appreciation is a feeling that strengthens the bond between the spirits. It removes any misunderstanding or feeling of loneliness. Also, it stimulates the energy of love, happiness, forgiveness of any bad memory. Appreciation is a medicine which every wife needs to use to please her husband whenever she talks to him. It is a daily dose of initiating the warmth between the husband and the wife. Actually, sister, this is again a very practical medicine which was used in Iowa City by many sisters and many wives. And you can't imagine what was the response. You know, when you have the belief that I need to appreciate my husband, you know, I need to tell him all the time, "Jazakallah khair, may Allah keep you for us. Actually, you are trying your best. I appreciate the blessing that Allah makes you my husband. How you look nice today. MashaAllah, every day you are more handsome. MashaAllah, every day I love you more." Yes, this is the medicine. You know, this is what the spirit is in need of. When you will give him this dose of medicine, gradually he will become addicted to your appreciation. So when one day you will forget to appreciate him or to give him the dose of appreciation, he will come and tell you, "I bring for you these nice gifts. So do you have anything to tell it to me today?" So you will tell him, "My husband, you look very handsome today. How nice you are. I love you too much." You know, and this is how, you know, actually this medicine was used, you know, in many cases, marriage cases. And I tell you one thing, it is good for both of them, for the wife, whom she will always have these kind of feelings to her husband, and for the husband, whom he, by time, He will never be able to live without that dose of appreciation. He will always miss it, especially nowadays when love is not around, especially the true love, you know. So why not use that medicine with my husband? Whenever he looks to me, I give him the dose of appreciation. Okay? All the time, I will be in his memory, you know, the one always giving the nice words, the beautiful smile, the warm look, okay? So he will always be in need of my companionship. I will be always in his spirit, you know, the way to happiness. Okay, when he will be in his work, and he will, for example, he feels lonely, or he is upset with anyone, immediately it will come to his memory, okay, let me go home now so that my wife will give me the dose which I am in need of, and she will give me the beautiful smile, and she will give me the look of warmth. I am very lonely, I am very upset, I am in great need of my wife now. This is the true Muslim believer, you know. This is how you make the strategy for the most important person in your life. This is how you make yourself happy. When you will notice that your husband will come home running from the work, telling you, my wife, today I was in great need of you. I missed you in work. I was looking to come home immediately. You will be so happy. You will feel the success. You success in your goal of your life. You will have confidence that, oh Allah, I have a successful company with my husband. This is very important for your spirit. This is very important for you to keep on giving the rights to your husband. So now I clarified to you about this internal beauty, or about, you know, how to treat your husband with your emotional feeling. Actually, lastly, regarding the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the Muslim wife not to do anything which her husband doesn't like regarding to his wealth, health, regarding to herself or to his wealth while he is not around. Okay, the wife must have a guardianship while her husband is absent. That is to say, she must take care of his money and his kids and his properties, and not to go out of the house without his permission, not to accept any people whom he dislikes to come over. There is also a very important rule which the wife has to follow regarding the absence of her husband, which is not to disclose his secrets, not to mention any matter related to her life with him, okay, to any person except with his permission. In general, this is a very important rule, not to disclose any of the secrets of your marriage to anyone, even your parents. Okay? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, among the most, the worst type of people is the, in the sight of Allah on the day of judgment, is a man who enjoys his wife intimate company and she enjoys his intimate company, then one of them goes and discloses the secrets of the other. Talking about that which is private between the husband and wife is forbidden in Islam, and not the manners of the righteous wife, and this what we will read now in the Quran in Surah number 4, verse number 34.
الرجال قوون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله.
Men are protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them to exceed the other, and because they spend to support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands, and they guard in the husband's absence what Allah ordered them to guard, their chastity and their husband's property. Okay, so actually, you know, sisters, the secrets between you and your husband is an honesty. Okay, you have to be honest regarding, you know, it is a trust. the secret between you and your husband is a trust. You are not supposed, as a righteous Muslim wife, to mention anything related to your marriage life to anyone, even to your parents. And actually, I think this is the lesson which the mother has to taught her daughter before marriage. When you marry, okay, you will have a new life. This life is between the wife and the husband only. The parents are outside this equation. So it is dishonest for the wife. She will become a dishonest person when she will disclose the secrets of her husband's to her parents. You know, her parents are already outside her life. Okay, now she is a responsible wife. She has, you know, a relation with her husband, which Allah is supervising this relation. So she must be honest with her husband. Whatever secrets between them, no one is supposed to know it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If she is very upset, if she has very big problem, okay, she can tell him, I will mention to my parents. You know, I am not happy with so and so and so. I tried my best to solve the problem with you, but still I don't feel that we are in a good relation with them. Can I mention this to my mother, you know, or to my father? Let them try to find a solution for me, you know. But just as what is going on now, you know, every wife, you know, after marriage, as soon as she will marry, next day in the morning, you know, she will call her mother. My mother, we have breakfast so and so, and we have lunch so and so. His mother come and she said so and so. Now I need you to come to say so and so. Okay. You want to say your comment? Okay. No, I want to clarify it. Always when the wife complains to her mother will have, you know, bad feeling towards the husband of her daughter. But after a few days, the wife will be in a good relation with her husband. But unfortunately, her mother will never forget. You know, one problem after the other, after the third one, her mother will be always and for the rest of the life not in a good mood with the husband of her daughter. Who was the reason for all of this? The reason was that the daughter always discloses, you know, the secrets between her and her husband. It is the mercy of Allah to make the husband to have a fight, then after a few hours, you know, they will forget, you know, the fight, then they will become in a good mood together. And because of this mercy of Allah, Allah commanded the husband and wife not to disclose the secrets, you know, to the other people, because the other people never forget, you know.
And the parents-in-law can break a marriage.
Yes. Yes, they break many marriages. Not they can. It is, they already break many marriages because they insist that, you know, that person is not good. Then if the wife will tell to her parents, forgive them, forgive my husband, you know, he is already a good person now, they will tell her, no, no, you are young, you don't know, we already hate him, we don't know him, we don't want him anymore. Okay, and this will be the end of the story. So let us follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never to disclose your secrets to anyone. If you are very upset, get a paper and write the whole problem. While you are writing the problem, you will feel that it is very simple. It is not so complicated. Okay, and inshallah there is a solution. If it is a complicated one, okay, write it, okay, and write the solutions or the complaint, then cut the paper and throw it. You will be relieved when you just... I have this lesson from another old sister, you know. She gave me this advice 25 years ago. She told me, just keep on writing, then cut the paper, so that your husband will not see the paper. He will be very upset to know what you write about him in the paper. Okay? Just write the whole complaint, cut it and throw it. Then when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the right path. Inshallah, you know, I tell you, from my experience with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are sincere to follow the commands of Allah in your life, always be sure that the help of Allah is very close to you. Okay, just pray to Allah, ask Allah, oh Allah, I want to keep the marriage, I want to solve the problem, I am trying my best, I don't want to say any of my problems to my parents, I know they will complicate the issue now, I only have you, oh Allah, make my husband, you know, to wake up in the morning in a good mood, let him forget the problem, let us have our life in the best shape, again be sure that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to help you. Now, inshallah, I will mention to you more other characters related to the righteous wife, which will help you to have a happy marriage life and have the paradise as final destination. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct, but from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after this. Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, next week we will continue about more characters of this Muslim wife, inshallah.